With Montana News, I'm Nora Sachs. An oil company has agreed to plead guilty to two criminal charges and pay a $100,000 fine for a 2011 spill on the Blackfeet Indian Reservation. Under a plea agreement filed Tuesday, FX Drilling Incorporated will admit to negligently discharging oil into waters of the United States and to failing to immediately notify federal officials of the spill. Up to 840 gallons of oil and production fluid leaked from a cracked line at an oil field on the reservation. According to prosecutors, the spill spread nearly a mile to Cutbank Creek, where it was spotted by a rancher and reported to the Blackfeet Environmental Office. Prosecutors said Blackfeet officials informed FX Drilling Incorporated of the spill, but the company never reported it to the Federal National Response Center. Montana health officials have fired two employees for giving the Social Security numbers and other personal information about 185 child care providers to three state legislators. Letters mailed to the Republican lawmakers from Department of Public Health and Human Services Director Richard Opper asked them to destroy the information they received last fall. The three legislators, Representative Tom Burnett, Senator Roger Webb, and Senator Bob Keenan, say they did nothing wrong. A Manhattan man who saw a judge dismiss charges that he killed his wife while driving under the influence has filed a lawsuit against the investigators and prosecutors of the case. Michael Soule's lawsuit alleges malicious prosecution and negligence against government officials. Yellowstone County authorities say they have found the body of a 12-year-old Lockwood girl who was reported missing after going swimming with friends in an irrigation canal near Huntley. Yellowstone County Sheriff's Lieutenant Roger Bodine tells the Billings Gazette that Tava Hawkins was found today. KULR-TV reports the body was found about 6 miles from where the girl went missing on Saturday. No other details were immediately available. Tava was swimming with two other girls near the Huntley Diversion Dam on Saturday evening. Senator John Tester is meeting with local community and business leaders in Columbia Falls tomorrow to discuss job training for workers impacted by impending timber mill closures. The Weyerhaeuser Company announced in late June it will permanently close its lumber and plywood mills in Columbia Falls by early September. That will result in roughly 100 lost jobs. The company also plans to close its main office in Columbia Falls by the end of the year, eliminating or moving an additional 100 jobs. Weyerhaeuser will continue to operate a medium-density fiberboard mill in Columbia Falls, along with a lumber mill and a plywood mill in Kalispell. Senator Tester will meet with representatives from Job Services, Flathead Community College, the Chamber of Commerce, Montana West Economic Development, and the Small Business Administration to discuss solutions to the job losses. The meeting is tomorrow morning from 9:15 to 10:15 at the Freedom Bank in Columbia Falls. A jury has determined that a Beaverhead County sheriff's deputy was justified when he shot 22-year-old Andrew Blake of Dillon during a traffic stop last November. Multiple witnesses testified during the coroner's inquest, and the jurors reviewed footage from the deputy's dashboard and body cameras. Montana officials have again closed public access to parts of the Missouri River after extensive partying in the area. The Great Falls Tribune reports that the Montana Fish and Wildlife Commission is also considering long-term plans to sell or trade the White Bear fishing access site. The agency says it has become an attraction for troubling activity like underage drinking, illegal drug use, fights, vandalism, and litter. The Montana Highway Patrol has released the name of a 24-year-old woman who died of injuries suffered in a single vehicle crash near Libby Dam. Christina Benefield of Libby died after the rollover crash Tuesday night. The Montana Bicycle Celebration starts tomorrow. Mara Silvers reports on one special aspect.
Summertime in Montana beckons bicyclists in hordes. They hit the trails to enjoy nature, exercise, and spend time with each other. But for Montanans with disabilities, the sport can be inaccessible.
Biking is something Montanans love to do, but an adaptive trike will cost between $800 and $6,000.
That's Mindy Renfro with Montana's Rural Institute for Inclusive Communities. She says that the limitations to cycling for people with disabilities can be mental, physical, and financial. So the Rural Institute applied for a $75,000 grant to loan people with disabilities adaptive bikes and trikes in Missoula, Dillon, Billings, and Fort Peck. The program is called Wheels Across Montana and will be picking up speed for the rest of the summer.
We gave a bike out the other day to a family with a young boy who was 10 years old who had severe autism. The mom got teared up and she said, I haven't been able to be physically active. My daughter hasn't been able to be physically active because they didn't want to go and not include their son.
The grant, provided by the Christopher and Dana Reeve Foundation, will let Wheels Across Montana start providing bikes on August 1st. Each of the four locations will have between 6 and 12 adaptive bikes to loan. The programs will be run by two organizations in each town that focus on recreation and healthcare for people with disabilities. This Friday, people in Missoula can try out adaptive trikes and bicycles and other equipment at McCormick Park from 10 to 6. For more information, visit mtpr.org. With Montana News, I'm Mara Silvers.
With Montana Public Radio, I'm Nora Sachs. Thanks so much for listening.